turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss,
welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are actually going to talk about fire today. I'm very excited to have in studio with us Zachary Bloomstrand. He is 14 years old and he has recently completed an Eagle Scout project that involved refurbishing an 1896 Waterous Company old fire hose cart. So great to see you. And he is joined today by his dad, Steve Bloomstrand. Great to see both of you.
Thanks for having us here.
First of all, Zach, can I call you Zach?
Yeah.
Excellent. Zachary is, my girlfriend had a parakeet named Zachary. What do you think of that? Yeah, she never called him Zach. She's just Zachary, but I can call you Zach?
It's fine.
Okay. Okay. So, Zach, tell us a little bit about your history as a Boy Scout.
So, I started Boy Scouts in 2014.
So you're pretty new to this.
Yeah.
So, because don't you start out usually as a Cub Scout, or did you do all that stuff first?
No, I was Weeblos 1 and Weeblos 2, but that was it. I skipped all the Cub and Tiger stuff.
And why'd you do that?
I think I would get bored of all this Boy Scouts if I started out with Cub and Tiger.
Okay, so you took a little break. I didn't know that you can jump back in like that. That's nice. So you took a little break and then you got back involved in 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Okay. And at that point, are you just a regular old Boy Scout?
Yes.
Okay. And then how does it work? Because we will post a picture of you on our KDWA Facebook page. But boy, I am looking at a lot of badges that you're wearing. How many badges do you have on?
I believe on this sash it's 57.
What the heck?
But I'm not exactly sure. I have a second sash that has 9 on them. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So these are all for individual things. And explain how Boy Scouts works, please.
So there's merit badges that you can get doing like merit badge Saturdays. They're specific topics like radio or amphibian and reptile studies.
Radio. Tell us about that. You could have gotten a badge for being on the radio.
No, it was just dealing in radio.
Oh, like a handheld radio or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So are those considered merit badges, what you're wearing right now?
Yes.
Okay. One that's popping out to me is two little puppies.
Oh, that's dog care.
Oh, tell me about dog care.
So you have to know how to take care of a dog and then keep track of how you take care of your dog for 3 months.
Oh, that's a big commitment.
Yeah.
So you took care of your dog completely for 3 months? Did you give him a bath?
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Did he have to take any medications?
No.
No.
We had to feed him.
Okay.
And walk him.
So tell me about some of the other badges. Those are some really impressive ones.
So there's nuclear science. You had to visit a nuclear plant for it. So that was really fun.
I bet it was.
I thought it was pretty fun.
Pretty interesting. How did you get to be able to do that? Because I would assume a lot of that stuff is pretty secretive.
Most of them were merit badge Saturdays, but for the nuclear one, we have a person in our troop that works at a nuclear plant.
So that worked out. I see one that's kind of down towards the middle that it looks like it's a church or something.
Citizenship of the community.
Yeah. So you have to help out your community with certain things like service projects and stuff like that.
And what were some of the service projects that you did?
I don't completely remember.
Because you've been doing this a while.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have 57 things, I bet it is hard to remember. How many can you get in a month, or does it work like that?
You can get as many as you want in a month. There's only 135 merit badges, and the way you get merit badges, you work on them, and then 3 times a year they have Court of Honors where you receive the merit badges.
Oh, nice. So you probably got a bunch of these together, right?
Yeah.
Please say those are Velcro and that you didn't have to sew them on.
My mom had to sew them on.
Seriously, why don't they make them Velcro, or else can you glue them on?
Yeah.
Okay, because that was the worst part about Girl Scouts for our daughter, was mom had to sew them on. They should have a badge for that.
They have textiles, but you don't have to sew.
Okay. Tell me some more of the badges that you have. Look at some of the ones you have, and what are some that pop out to you that were fun that you remember?
Animal Science Merit Badge.
Yes.
They did that at the State Fair, so okay. That was pretty fun.
And what did that involve?
You walked around and looked at the animals and talked about them, certain diseases they can get.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what else?
Another one that was really fun.
Well, first aid.
First aid. My dad's a paramedic, so he taught that one. There was a lot of involvement in that one. We had to perform CPR and stuff like that.
Oh, dear. Okay. And are you qualified, do you think?
I think I could, but there's a certain qualification that you have to get.
Right. But you're not afraid to dive in if need be. Good for you. So, Steve, let's ask you, so you are a paramedic, so do you work at the fire station in Hastings?
No, I retired in Hastings in 2012.
Okay.
I did my 20 years, and I've been a St. Paul firefighter for almost 12 years.
Oh, okay, great. So tell us a little bit about how Zach came up with this cool idea for his Eagle Scout project.
All right, well, the Blumstrands have been in the fire service in Hastings for ever. My grandfather was one of the first career firefighters in Hastings. My dad was a firefighter for a short time. I was a firefighter for 20 years. And my son Jacob, he is a firefighter in Hastings. He started last year.
It's pretty cool. It's a great tradition.
It is. Yes. I'm good friends with Mike Shoot, and I asked him a long time ago, I said, do you have any Eagle Scout projects for our troop? And my son, Ben, he did an Eagle project for the fire station. He put the retirement wall up. So when you retire, you get your picture taken by Mac Magoon Studios, and then they put it in the hallway.
Wow.
And my son, Ben, built that. Mike said he had one more project, and that was the hose cart. So when Zachary was able to start working on his Eagle project, Zachary asked me, Dad, what do we got? And I said we could talk to Mike about the hose cart. So.
Wow. So, Zach, tell us a little bit about what an Eagle project is and the significance of it.
So an Eagle Scout project is a service project they have to do related with community. And it's really important because on certain job opportunities, it's leadership is very important, and you learn a lot of leadership doing your Eagle Scout project. I know in the Army, you can get promoted by being an Eagle Scout.
Well, and it really is something that universally is known as a very high honor to achieve as a kid. And for you only being 14, that's very impressive. So congratulations. So this Eagle project that you chose involved an 1896 Waters Company old fire hose cart. Steve, can you explain to our listeners what that looks like and the significance of that?
So back in 1896, they didn't have vehicles yet. They had vehicles, but they were so new. And the fire service relied on people power. So a hose cart would be wheeled to the scene of a fire with all the hose attached to it, and then they would offload it. It was very simple piece of equipment. They would probably store them in certain parts of the city. So if there was a fire, you wouldn't have just one location. They might have this hose cart in a barn somewhere or something else.
So would there be more than one of them in a city?
I would think that there would probably be several, yes.
So where does the water come from, though?
The water would come from hydrants. Hydrants have been around forever.
Okay.
So the advent of a fire engine with a pump on it to supplement or to draw more water out of a hydrant, it's not necessarily new, but back when they would just use hydrant pressure for the most part to supply these. I mean, they'd have a steam engine come eventually, but this was like the first in kind of knock something down before it got terrible.
So when a steam engine came, that was is that a vehicle?
It was pulled by horses. Was a steam engine that had a piston pump that they would hook to the hydrant, and they would all that would do was just raise up the pressure so they could shoot water a little bit further.
Is there water in any of the fire trucks these days?
Yes.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yep. They usually carry 500 to 750 gallons of water. I know the Hastings Rural Pumpers carried more. I don't know how much they carry now.
Okay. Wow. So when did the hose carts kind of be, when were they retired out?
They started to retire out when gasoline engines started to take over the horses, because they could load more hose on a fire truck, and they could supplement pretty much everything they needed was on one truck.
You know, this must really have been a special project for you to work on, Zach, just given your family's history with the fire department. And did you understand the significance of what you were doing?
Yeah. I know a lot of my family history about the fire department. And I believe my great-grandpa, he made a special fire engine.
Yes, he did. Way back in the 1930s, during the Depression, the Hastings Fire Department didn't have any money, and they had an old hearse that they weren't using for anything, and my grandfather and a whole bunch of others took it to his shop, and they made a little mini pumper out of the hearse.
Wow.
My dad's been looking for pictures for it for years, but they can't find it.
Oh, darn. That should be a project where we should try to get the word out if anyone has pictures of that. Obviously, that's not around anymore.
Mm-mm.
What a story. So this is really, really special. Tell us where you got this cart. Where did you get the hose cart from? And then how did you go about refurbishing it?
The Hastings Fire Department had it in a storage unit.
Kind of as a just part of history, or?
Well, originally, when it was stored at the state hospital, the state hospital opened, I believe, in 1900. And we think that this was part of their fire suppression system.
Okay.
In 1978, when the state hospital closed down, the Hastings Fire Department acquired the hose cart. And they
kind of as a gift, you mean?
Well, as extra, if you guys want this, and we took it. It was put out front of the new fire station, I believe, in 1996 when they redid the fire station. And it sat out in the flower garden for, I don't know, 15 years maybe?
Yes. Okay. And it does look familiar.
Yes. And then it started falling apart, and because it wasn't made to be set outside, and they didn't want to just throw it away, so they put it in the old UBC building and wanted to refurbish it. But there it sat for years. And then when Mike had always said, I really want to get this redone, and if we build a new fire station, I want it sitting in the front foyer when you walk in.
It's very cool. So, Zach, how did you go about refurbishing it?
First, we got all the rotten wood off of it.
Yes.
And then we took all the metal parts and we took them off from each other. And then we sandblasted them, repainting them, and put it back together. And then we had to get new wheels from Mitchell, South Dakota.
Why Mitchell, South Dakota?
There's a wheel company called Hanson Wheel Company in Mitchell, South Dakota.
And how did you track them down?
We looked on the internet.
Of course. Thank you, Mr. Google, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only two companies that we could find in the whole United States that made wheels. One was in Ohio, and the other one was in Mitchell, South Dakota. And they were...
What the heck?
They were willing to work with us, and they were close enough where we were actually able to drive out there.
Sure.
We drove out there, and we took my dad with, because he loves wagons. So we made it a day trip.
Right. Did you go to the Corn Palace?
Yes, we did.
Of course. You have to go to the Corn Palace. So is it because of the 1896 timing that there are only two companies that...
Well, I just don't think there's a huge need for wooden wheels anymore, so...
I suppose.
It was really hard. It's not like you can... It wasn't like we could call Waterous and say, hey, we need these parts.
Right.
And what was overwhelming is that the size of the wheels, they were 60 inches tall.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can get wagon wheels, but they're like 48 inches or 32 inches. 60 inches is huge.
That is huge.
But the reason why they did it that way is so it could pull easy. Human beings could pull them and go over big bumps and everything else.
So human beings pulled these as well as horses?
Horses did not pull these hose carts. Human beings did.
Oh, okay. Wow.
They were made light enough to be able to be maneuvered by people.
Wouldn't it have been fascinating to be a fireman back then?
Yes, I think it would have been.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How long did this project take you from start to finish?
About 3 months.
Okay, well, that's a long time. Did you work primarily indoors, outdoors?
My dad owns a shop, so we worked in there.
Oh, nice. How did you give it to the fire station?
We just gave it to them.
Was there a ceremony, though, or something?
No, not really.
Well, there should have been.
They're talking about honoring Zachary at the end of the month at a city hall town meeting.
Oh, good. I like the sound of that.
But Zachary did pull it in the Rivertown Days Parade.
Very cool. Was it hard to do?
No, not really.
Okay. Oh, then you must have done a great job on it, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I hope we don't have to use it, but if it's close, it's nice to know it's close to the radio station in case, you know, we start on fire here or anything. But we're grateful that you came in today. What a great project. So what's next for you?
I still have to fill out my paperwork for my Eagle Scout project, and then hopefully my Eagle ceremony will come next.
Oh, well, congratulations to you. Wonderful job. And this is going to be something that a lot of people will see and remember for years to come. Congratulations. You're keeping the history alive of the Bloomstrand firefighters. I love it. Really nice to meet you too as well, Steve. Thank you so much for coming in. And we hope that you keep us in the loop if you do something else that's darn exciting like this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. We want to thank our guests, Zachary Bloomstrand and Steve Bloomstrand, and congrats to him on his Eagle Scout project. He refurbished an 1896 Waterous Company old fire hose cart, and we as the public are going to get a chance to see it in the not too distant future at the Hastings Fire Station. So congrats. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I'm riding in your car. Turn on.